Hello, and welcome to I Watch This As an Adult, the podcast where I review movies from my childhood from an adult perspective. And this week, I review 1993's Hocus Pocus. If you want to support the podcast, hit the Support the Podcast button on Anchor FM. Whatever you donate helps the podcast grow. And follow the podcast on Instagram at I Watch This As an Adult, all one word, to keep up on what's going on with the podcast. Alright everybody, Hocus Pocus, 1993. I'm going to be doing this review with a special guest. I got a special guest over here. I got my wife, actually, over here. Tell me your name.
Brashana.
Yes, I have my wife, Brashana, here. We're going to be reviewing Hocus Pocus. I believe, like, Hocus Pocus is one of your favorite movies, right?
I wouldn't necessarily say it. It's one of the movies that I've seen when I was a kid.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so it's one of, I would say it was one of my favorite movies as a kid.
Oh, okay.
But this is what I like to do every episode. Just in case you don't know, what I like to do is I like to tell everybody how I first saw the movie. Is what I like to do. So, like, when I first saw this movie, I think I saw this movie in, I want to say, fourth grade. I want to say it was in like a class, you know like one of those classes when you're like, I think it was like, I'm trying to remember what type of class it was, you know, when like they take all the kids and they put them in, I went to a school that had like bleachers, like not bleachers, mm-hmm. But they had like, you know, like those like little trailers, mm-hmm. in the back, mm-hmm. I went to a school like that With like the little trailers in the back.
I think they call them bungalows, I think.
Or bungalows. But yeah, that was like the time. I think it was around like testing time. And like, it was like, they would like split up the kids into like little groups. Mm-hmm. And like, it was like kids taking tests and the other kids not doing pretty much anything, really.
Right.
And so they took us in like one of the little bungalows and they showed us Hocus Pocus, because I hadn't seen Hocus Pocus before that. The movie came out in 93, but I didn't see it till like the next year or so.
Right.
And I saw it on tape. So it was like, so really, that's how I saw Hocus Pocus. How did you see Hocus Pocus?
It's been a while. Probably like, man, I really don't remember.
You don't remember. But
I do remember seeing Ando that much. I don't remember how or when. I just know that I was young and I saw it.
Okay, so, but like, getting into the movie, first thing I totally forgot about this movie, is I forgot that it was a Disney film.
I forgot too. I didn't know it was a Disney film.
Yeah, man, I was like, because like, when we put it on and we were watching it, I was like, wait, Walt Disney did this? I forgot.
Right.
That's how I felt. But they started off the movie. We meet the movie is about these three witches. They call themselves the Sanderson sisters. It's Winnie, played by Bette Midler. It's Mary, played by Kathy Najimy, who's also the voice of Peggy Hill.
Hmm.
Fun fact, didn't know that.
No.
She's the voice of Peggy Hill. And Sarah Sanderson is played by Sarah Jessica Parker. They didn't even change her name. but yeah, man. But what you think? What did you think about the Sanderson sisters? Like, first off,
man. When I first saw them, I didn't know. You talk like as of right now, when I was a kid.
When you were a kid?
When I was a kid, I was just, you know, intrigued by the whole Halloween thing. That was about it.
Just intrigued by the whole atmosphere.
Yeah, just the whole atmosphere. Really nothing about the sisters.
Okay. Yeah, man, I just thought they were... Even as a kid, I thought they were kind of goofy.
Right.
I mean, they were a little... There were, like, certain parts about them that were a little scary.
Right.
You know? It's like, they pretty much steal children.
Right.
You know, they steal children to become immortal. Mm-hmm. And so... And the first thing I didn't notice... And I didn't even notice this. Mm-hmm. Watching the movie when you first see them, they're old.
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
You noticed that? They were old, like they had gray hair, even like right. the youngest one, she had gray hair, and I think she had like messed up teeth.
Right.
Like her teeth were like black or something.
Right.
And the middle one had gray hair, and the older sister, Winnie, she had kind of like reddish, grayish hair.
Right.
Right. Right. And so that was the one thing I never noticed. I was like, oh wait, they started off old, which is the reason why they're stealing children, you know?
Right.
So they can steal their youth.
But do they always do that with the witches? Every time there's three witches, one's blonde, one's brunette, and one's redhead. They always seem to do that.
I never really thought about that, because there's that other movie. Oh, what's that other movie?
I've seen it a couple of times. I really can't pinpoint what movies that they have, but they always do that.
What was that movie? Witches?
Witches.
I think... was Cher in that?
Yeah.
I think that was Cher.
Yeah, and then also... No, I wouldn't necessarily say the other one, because there was only two of them.
Mm-hmm.
There was another one where one was a brunette and the other one was a redhead, but they didn't have a third sister. They were sisters. One with Nicole Kidman.
Oh, you're talking about Practical Magic.
Practical Magic.
Yeah, with Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If she would have had a third one, she probably been a blonde.
Well, who knows? I don't know. But
right.
Yeah, man. But they steal children.
Right.
To keep their youth. Mm-hmm. And so.
And they eat them too.
Yeah, and they eat them. Yeah, that's another thing. Like they're fucking cannibals.
Right.
I was like, that's kind of dark.
Yeah, it's dark.
That's kind of dark. They went there with the cannibalism. Right. So like they steal children, they take their youth, and then they eat them.
Right.
And I think in Sarah's case, she has sex with them.
I just think she said, I want to play with them.
I think when she says play with them, I think she means that she wants to have sex with them.
So she has sex with them, she takes their youth, and she eats them. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Talking about putting your food in good use.
I know, right? But, but yeah, so there's this one kid they steal, right? Mm-hmm. Her name is Emily. Mm-hmm. And then, like, her brother... her brother is
His name is Thackeray Binks.
Yeah, Thackeray Binks. Yeah, her brother Thackeray Binks is looking for her, and then he finds her and he sees the Sanderson sisters like stealing her soul. They make like this little potion or something. Mm-hmm. And they go and they make her drink it, and then like she gets this like aura around her.
Right.
And she steals, and they steal her soul. Like, they suck. They literally suck the soul out of her.
I think they say, like, life. I guess if you want to say it like that, it don't matter, right?
Yeah, guess like the soul, the life force, you know?
I mean, like, when that happened, once that happened, she's, like, dead, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed
that. Yeah, and then, like, she dies.
Yeah, Emily dies.
Yeah, but, like, Thackeray tries to stop them from stealing his sister's soul. They catch him. And then they turn him into a black cat.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so, but then I think like the other townspeople find the Sanderson sisters. Mm-hmm. And they hang them.
Right.
They just flat out just hang them.
Right.
And that hanging scene is kind of dark as well.
Right.
Because like they just show them just Cause like one of the town's guys, I don't know if he's the mayor or whatever. He just gives like the neck cut.
Right.
the neck cut signal. Mm-hmm. And they just drop him. Just whoop. Right. And like you just see the legs dangling.
Right.
I was like, wow, that's pretty dark. But then
you see it, yeah, it's like it's not even fun and interesting. It's just dark. Now you see it.
Yeah.
I really can't see they make that movie for children.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
It's definitely a family film, but not just for children.
Right. But so after that we go to modern day. They're in Salem, Massachusetts.
Right. Same place, I believe.
The same place that the Sanderson sisters were, yeah. And we meet this kid named Max. And he's in class, and like the teacher's telling the story about the Sanderson sisters, and he doesn't really believe it.
Right.
And then.
It's a history class.
Yeah, it's a history class. And like he's hitting on this girl named Allison.
Right.
And then Max is a true player for real.
I just think he's brave. I wouldn't say he's a player.
You wouldn't say he's a player?
I just think he's brave.
I think he was a true player for real, because he just walked up there and just gave her the number.
Right, in front of everybody.
In front of everybody. It's not something I would do.
Right.
I was like, I'd kind of wait a little bit.
Right.
I'm kind of like lying with dating. I like to stalk my prey a little bit. I like to, don't take that the wrong way, but I like to stalk my prey a little bit. I like to watch it, observe it.
Right.
And then I pounce on it. That's what I like to do.
Right.
But he just went up there. He was just like, hey, hit my number. And she gave that shit right back to him.
That's why I say he's not a trick player, for real.
You gotta,
he's brave, though.
You gotta give him points for trying, though.
Yeah.
You gotta give him points for trying. And so he's like, didn't he have a bike?
I think so. I'm not for sure.
I believe he had a bike. And I believe he went to talk to Allison while he was riding his bike. Maybe that's why she gave him.
And she was like, he was like, I'm sorry I embarrassed you like that in front of class.
Yeah. And I think that's, I was like, I seriously think because he was on the bike is why she gave him his number back.
No, I think she was playing hard to get.
You do?
Yeah.
Seriously, you think so?
She was playing hard to get, or, well, now you think about it.
Yeah, because like.
Because all that start growing. Because
yeah.
Because they were in danger, so she had no interest in
him. She didn't have any interest in it. What happened to them later on in the movie didn't happen to them. Didn't happen to them.
Right.
I don't even think that she would be even interested in him.
Nope.
I don't think she would. So he was on a bike. I think that kind of took points off. Mm-hmm. And she just gave him the number back. But he's riding his bike, because I do remember him riding the bike, because he rides his bike through the cemetery.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Rides his bike through the cemetery. And that's when he's confronted by these two bullies named Jay and Ice. Yes. And these two guys are like, they're like Bulk and Skull. And it's kind of funny because.
Well, worse. Yeah.
Yeah. They're kind of like Bulk and Skull.
They have no charisma, none of that. You know, they're not even, I don't know.
I think they might have.
We want to call them a bully.
I think they might have been Bulk and Skull. No, wait. Because I can't pinpoint what came out first, because Power Rangers came out the same year as Hocus Pocus.
Right.
And I can't really pinpoint which came out first, but Ice and Jay are kind of like Bulk and Skull.
Right.
And they steal my man's shoes.
Right.
They jack my man for his shoes. And
he found out he was from California, LA, California.
Yeah, they found out he was from, they called him Hollywood.
Right.
And they found out he was from California.
Right.
And they was like, oh, give me your shoes, Hollywood.
Right.
And They were just pretty much like, I need them shoes. I need those.
Right.
I need to cop those.
Right.
Run those. Pretty much. Right. And so like they got the shoes. And my man is riding home on the bike with no shoes. I was like, damn, man. And then he goes home. And this is funny. Because Max's parents are dumb.
Right.
Max's parents are dumb throughout this whole goddamn movie.
Right.
They were oblivious to everything in this whole movie.
Right.
And they don't even notice that their son's shoes are missing. They didn't say that his shoes are missing. I don't know if you caught this.
Right.
Because I think, like, the mother notices that his shoes are missing. Mm-hmm. And then the dad says, oh, it must be some type of protest.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I was like, your son is walking in the door with no shoes. I was like, don't you realize that he just got robbed? Come on, bruh. I need you to think. I need you to think, Max's daddy. But anyway, after that, that's when we run into Max's sister, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Max's sister, Danny, is really annoying.
I think she was adorable. She was just being Dee Dee.
Think she's being Dee Dee?
Yeah, from Dexter Laboratory. Yeah.
I found her really annoying. And I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I remember you saying when we were watching this movie.
What?
You said that Max and Danny kind of reminded you of me and my sister.
Right.
Because he's like older. Because I'm 7 years older than my sister.
Right.
And like it looked like they're about that same. They're about to around that same age range too.
Right.
And so I was looking at that too. I was like, it did. I was like, that did kind of remind me of me and my sister, and she was annoying too.
Right.
So she was annoying too. I don't know if she might hear this, but she was annoying at one point. And Danny wants Max to take her trick or treating.
Right.
And so they go trick or treating. He runs into those same bullies.
Yeah.
And the Ice and Jay, but they got like three other dudes with them. Mm-hmm. And they rag on him for looking like a new kid on the block. But you look at those five guys. There's five of them.
Right.
I was like, you guys look more like new kids on the block than he does.
Right.
They look like a boy band gang.
Right, they do.
That's what they look like. And so, but they're harassing Max's sister. Max just gives them the candy like a bitch. He's just like, here, take the candy. Take my sister's candy. And they just walk away. And I do like what his sister said.
Well, you could at least die like a man.
Yeah. She said you could at least die like a man. And I agree with her, actually. I was like, right. Just take the ass whooping. They were like, it can't be that bad. They're from Salem. You know, come on. It can't be that bad.
Right.
But then, like, they run into this house. Mm-hmm. And that's when they go into this house with this fancy party and stuff like that. And that's when they run into Allison.
That's her house.
And Allison is rich as fuck.
Right.
Because she coming down this long ass stairwell.
Mm-hmm.
And coming out in this dress looking like Gone with the Wind and shit.
Right. It was like Victorian look, I guess.
Yeah. And so, I guess, how'd they get... to the house. I forgot.
They just walked in?
Like,
because of Salem. They just walked in.
Was it Allison's idea to go to the house?
No, they were talking. They were mentioning about it. And mm-hmm. they'll say, you remember about the Sandra and sisters? And he was like, yeah, I heard there's a house down the street where the Sandra and sisters used to live. And all of a sudden I think he said, we should go. I think it was Max's idea.
It was Max's idea.
Yeah. And not the daughter, but Danny was like, no, we shouldn't go.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, I know you're trying to impress the girl, but could you just take her out to the movies like a normal guy?
Yeah. Yeah, because Danny, I do remember Danny didn't want no parts of that.
Yeah.
She didn't want no parts of that house. Right. So they go into the Sanderson house.
Mm-hmm.
And they look around and stuff. I think they find the book.
Yeah, they found the book with an eye on it.
Yeah, the book, it looked like the Necromonicon. It does. Because, like, they say, like, it's made out of skin and shit like that, and there's an eye and all this shit. And so, I think they were talking about the candle. They were talking about the Black Flame candle.
I think they read that part in the book.
Yeah.
And then they followed the instructions from the book. And it was a black candle. And it had a... It lit up. It lit with a black fire. It was kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know. And then that's when the witches came.
Yeah. They just conjured up the witches. And it was just like... And it was kind of funny how the witches just showed up.
Right.
They just walked in the door. It wasn't like no like... Oh, they rose up from the dead and no shit like that. No. It was just, hey, we're home. You know, so it was just that.
They kicked through the door in their own home.
Yeah.
That was it.
And so they come back. They, I think it's Mary is the middle sister.
Yes.
Mary, she's like, I smell children.
Right.
And she just runs into, like, she, just like start sniffing around the house, and then she finds Danny.
Right.
And then Danny kind of acts like she's one of the witches.
Right. She was dressed up as one.
Yeah, she was dressed up like a witch.
For Halloween. Yeah.
And she's just like, oh yeah, I've summoned you.
Right.
And so they're just like, oh okay, kid. We're gonna steal your soul now and then eat you.
Right.
You
know, I think they wanted to eat her, just straight up eat her.
Yeah. It was like we're gonna eat you. And and then that's when her brother shows up.
Right.
And he's just like, What happened? I forgot real quick.
It was like Thackeray all over again. Yeah. Before that, I did realize that the cat tried to warn them. It attacked
It attacked Max, yeah.
Once he picked up the book and he just knocked the cat, he just like kind of slapped the cat off his shoulders, and then all of a sudden he opens the book, read it, and then he summons the witches.
Did he summon the witches?
But kind of find out later on that was Thackeray the cat, and he never died.
Yeah.
He was immortal.
He was immortal. Yeah, the cat was immortal.
Right.
Yeah, but oh man, like this, as soon as the Sanderson sisters show up, bro.
Right.
I think they're hilarious.
They are.
All of them.
All three of them.
It's almost... I don't think we have these days. I'm trying to remember any funny villains.
Would it have chemistry like that?
Yeah.
All three of them.
I'm trying to remember even like the past, maybe like 15, not even 15, maybe 10.
Yeah.
Any funny villains that you were just like, I don't even want this person to die. You know, because that's how I felt about the Sanderson sisters. I actually felt that about the Sanderson sisters. I was just like, they're so funny. I don't want them to die. You know, so.
Yeah, just steal all the children and take all their lives so you can live longer.
Yeah, so.
It's not like you're rooting for them.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But, like, they. Pretty much the rest of the movie, they're just running around trying to chase the kids. It turns into like a big ass episode of Scooby Doo.
Right.
You know, so pretty much it just turns into a big ass episode of Scooby Doo. I like the bus driver.
Yes, that was my favorite part too.
When they're about to get on the bus.
Right. They were like flirting with the bus driver.
Yeah. And like they're getting on the bus. They're getting on the bus. And then like the bus driver's just like, yeah, he's just like flirting with them. And he's got Sarah.
On his lap,
driving the bus. Yes. That was funny. That was hilarious. And then, like, they get off the bus, and then, like, they see all these kids trick-or-treating and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they run into a guy dressed like Satan.
Right.
They go into his house.
Mm-hmm.
They meet him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And then... This is the thing about that. This is the thing about him, though.
Mm-hmm.
He never denies that he's not Satan.
Well, maybe because he's playing the role.
Yeah, but, like, it was kind of a thing of, it was like, was he really Satan?
I didn't really get that part.
You didn't get that from that?
I was just thinking that maybe he liked it. He liked the guests. And that they were all playing a role because it's Halloween.
Because it's Halloween.
Right, that's what I was thinking. But what did you get?
I got to think, I was like, maybe he really was Satan.
Interesting.
And he just didn't tell anybody. He didn't deny it.
Right.
Because he didn't deny it. He didn't say, I'm not, he didn't drop it and say, I'm not really Satan.
Right.
Or nothing like that. He's just like, hey, maybe I am. You know, so I don't
know.
He's
all like, hey, they're calling me master and stuff like that. So I'm thinking maybe that's why he just played along.
He just played along. And Sarah's a hoe.
Right.
Sarah is a straight hoe. She is a...
Which they actually go into that.
Yes.
Where they were going to the grave site because the witches are not allowed to be in the grave site because it's a hollow area. And, as Thackeray the cat was explaining, because when it was running away from the witches, they went to the hollow place so they can keep so the witches can keep away from them.
Yeah.
Then the witches summon, which is crazy because Winnie, the oldest sister, she summoned her lover, which is Billy the zombie, to come and kill them. And you know how that happened. Billy used to date her, but he cheated on her with Sarah.
He cheated on her with whole ass Sarah, yeah.
Right, which is the baby sister.
Yeah.
And she, like, punished him and sewed his mouth up together and killed him.
Right.
Right.
Right. I was just like, throughout this whole movie, I was like, damn, she is such a skank.
Yeah, it was a, what you would call, like, a running joke, like even with the bus driver. She was jealous of her sister, and even the bus driver was all like, "You party pooper," you know, like cop blocking. She was cop blocking.
She was cop blocking. Yeah, so. I was like, she was messing with Satan, and she was messing with the bus driver. She was messing with the little boys.
Right.
Every dude that got in her way, she was just like, ooh, ooh.
Can we play with him?
And like, I want to play with him. It was just like, wow. She is such a slut. I was like, she is a slutty ass witch.
She was for everybody.
She was for everybody. Sarah was for everybody. But hashtag Sarah for everybody. But anyway. We had our obligatory Bette Midler singing moment.
Right.
It's everybody's favorite scene, the I Put a Spell on You scene.
Right.
Where she sung.
Yeah, she killed it.
Yeah, she killed that. Like, Bette Midler's always been a good singer.
Mm-hmm.
She did a movie back in the, I think it was in like the late 70s? Mm-hmm. I think it was like 1979. She did a movie called The Rose, which like she played like a singer, like a drug addicted singer.
Wow.
I might have to show you that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, but like that was her first thing, and then like she also had like a singing career. She also did Beaches, a movie that I hate.
What's it about?
That movie's about two friends. They're like childhood friends. One, yeah.
Oh, I actually like that movie.
You,
Beaches.
You like Beaches?
I do. I actually like that movie.
God, I hate Beaches.
I actually like Beaches. I remember.
And then she did that song, you know, the hero song. Mm-hmm. The Did You Ever Know That You're My Hero song.
Right.
She did that song. So like she's always had a singing moment. This was the I Put a Spell on You was her obligatory singing moment.
Right.
The parents are in that scene too, trying to tell. The kids are trying to tell the parents about the witches and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Their parents are dense.
Seemed like all of them.
Yeah.
I think they went to the party to tell their parents, and they had a place where all the parents go and wall out. Mm-hmm. Even Max's mom was dressed up as Madonna.
Yeah.
Was just walling out. It was lit. The party was lit.
The party was. It was.
And he tried to warn the parents that be aware that they're coming after your kids. And it's like, oh, you had too much candy. I think you should, like, go lay down and stuff like that. And then he said, they're here. And he points to the Sanderson sisters. And it pretty much turned into an introduction for Winnie to sing. That's all it was.
Yeah, that's all it was.
It was like a setup.
That's all it was. It was like, it was the obligatory Bette Midler singing moment. Pretty much. because she's always singing.
Right.
But yeah, but they the witches put a spell on the parents to have them dance all night. Mm-hmm. And so they can keep, so they could be away from the kids pretty much.
Right.
And so the Max and Danny and Allison and little Binks run away. And, they run away. And I think they figure out a way.
That's
to.
That's kind of funny, because if you take the B out and you put the M, it turns into mix, whatever, like meat or whatever.
Yeah.
Like the cat. I don't know. It's just, I guess I kind of like, I guess to play with the words and stuff, I'm not for sure.
Minks, binks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah. But yeah, that's when I think Allison gets the idea of how to kill the witches.
Right.
Yeah, because like. Yes. So she gets the idea to like, so they lead them back to their school, mm-hmm. and they trap the witches in the school, and then like they got like this big oven or something, like a right. oven or a furnace or something like that.
Right, which that's weird. I didn't know they had it in school.
Yeah, so they take that, and so they trap the witches in like the furnace.
And you can walk in there too.
Yeah, it's a walk-in.
That's how big it is.
It's a walk-in. That's dangerous. And so they just throw the witches in there, lock the door, set the witch.
Oh wait, they actually trapped them in there.
Yeah.
Because they put like a cassette in there where it had like different languages and right. stuff like that. And then they trapped them in there because they thought the children was in there. And then they turned it on and burnt them.
Right.
So we thought that how it was going to end.
Yeah, because like. You realize they're not dead, because you realize that there's like, hey man, there's like 40 more minutes left in this movie. What you gonna do? What you gonna do with the other 40 minutes of this movie?
And the candle was still lit, because that's what kept them alive.
And the candle was still lit, yeah. So they go back home. Allison has her stupid white girl moment. Mm-hmm. Because she opens up the goddamn book.
Right.
And like all this shit just starts flying out of there. You got like this fucking beam that flies out of the book.
Right to the sky.
Into the sky. And so the witches are not dead. They go back to their house or something. And Winnie sees the beam. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, that's where the book is.
Right.
Let's go get them. And then like they had like this whole fight scene. It was a pretty good fight scene for a kids Disney movie, I think.
Yeah, it was.
It was a good action scene. I was like, wow. Even when I was a kid, I was impressed by that.
Right.
I said, wow, this is some good action going on here.
I was like, I know, he sold it. Like they threw a beam at him.
He threw
himself over the drum set.
Yeah. They threw
it was all him. It was a double.
Yeah, it's like Winnie just pretty much throws like a Hadouken at Max.
That's exactly what it looked to, and he made that.
Ah. And he just flies back. Ah. And he just flies back into the drum set. Just,
I know.
And so they do that, and then they steal Danny and Binks.
Right.
And take Danny and Binks, and then they just like just rip his roof open.
Right.
And just fly out of his roof.
And it blows up too, like explosion.
There's explosions in this.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And that's something that makes me miss. That was something that makes me miss practical effects.
Right.
In movies.
Right.
Cause like even when like they're flying on their brooms and stuff, that's mm-hmm. all practical effect.
Right.
You know, like when she's like when they're like the other scene where like further down in the movie where like Max is driving.
Right.
And she's on the Winnie's on the side with the broom. Like yeah. It's all practical effects.
Yes.
The explosion is practical effects. You know, like I just miss practical effects in movies, man. Mm-hmm. I really do. It's like even like, especially in horror films.
Right.
Especially in horror films, I miss all that stuff. I miss practical effects. I miss practical fighting. I miss practical just freaking like prosthetics. I miss all of that. Like, right. They don't do that anymore.
Right. It's just everything CGI.
Yeah. But pretty much, they try to, the whole, cause like they're running out of time.
right. Yeah, because the candle, what do they call it? It gets spent. What they call it? They, so it gets spent.
Yeah.
Meaning that it, the candle melts away. It melts. And once it melts and there's no more candle left, wax, then they die.
Then they die, yes.
Because by dawn, and then they turn to dust.
Exactly, because like, I like the fact that they mentioned the time. It was like, oh, it's 5 o'clock.
Right.
Because 5 o'clock, and it was 5 o'clock in the morning. They still had time.
Right.
Because like the sun doesn't come up till like, I think like they only had they only had like an hour left.
Right.
So they're rushing to try to steal the souls, you know,
of the kids,
and like Sarah sings the song.
Right. Which I actually like the scene. Where it was very enchanting,
mm-hmm.
and stuff, and she's like in the air singing, and it does seem haunting and possessive too.
Dude,
it was a good scene. It was a good shot.
It was. I was like, all I could think about, I was like, oh wow, Sarah's the original Pied Piper of R&B.
Right, that's what I was thinking. You
know, I was like, she's here.
I was saying to myself, I was like, oh okay, she's like R. Kelly and the kids, okay. But I didn't say that thing. I was like, all right, let's just watch this.
I was like, I'll say that shit too. I was like, oh my god, she's like R. Kelly.
Yeah, she's like, yeah.
I was like, damn. This got too real.
I know.
Right here. But yeah, they're really trying to get these kids.
Right.
Like, they're like, last minute, like, we gotta get these kids and steal their soul and be young again and immortal again and stuff.
And they won't need the candle.
Right. So they take, what's her name? They take Danny.
Right.
And, like, they try to make her drink the potion and shit.
Right.
And Max gets there, mm-hmm. and saves her. And then, like, so, like, they're driving away and shit. And... so, and there was a point where like Max goes all like walking tall towards the end with the baseball bat,
right?
And like he just start knocking bitches, just started hitting them in the head and shit,
right?
Like, but yeah. Then Max,
what was the part where he because they went back to the house and they already had the potion. Then he came to get his sister, and then he kicks the big old pot of potion over, and they only had what was left, and they had to put like a little in the tube so they didn't get something out of it. And then he got his sister, then they went to the hollow site again, which they actually show that part of the beginning to try and let you know that's, you know,
right.
There's something there, you know.
Right.
And that's where all that went.
Yeah.
Down when he went walking tall, like you said, he's like fighting his sister. I mean, fighting for his sister, and I think he sacrificed himself. Like,
yeah.
So they won't take his sister.
Yeah, he drank the because he drank the potion.
He drank the potion.
And he was like, "Oh, you got to take me now."
Right.
And so they're rushing. They're trying to suck that soul out of him.
Right before dawn comes.
Before dawn comes, but it's too late.
Right.
It's too late and. The sun comes up, they all turn to dust.
Right.
They explode and shit.
And then just before the two sisters turn into dust, they have to let you know why, you know, the witch is not allowed in the hollow place because they turn into stone.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Winnie turned to stone.
Right, when she set foot on the hollow site.
Yeah.
The graveyard site.
Yeah, when he turned to stone and then she exploded. Just boom! like, she just exploded. And, but yeah, and then, like, everything's back to normal. Binks turns back into a spirit, like a human spirit.
Right.
Because, like, his cat form dies.
Mm-hmm.
And then he turns back into a spirit, and he goes to be with his sister, and they go away, and that's pretty much Hocus Pocus.
Right.
That's pretty much the whole movie. I still love this movie.
You still love it?
I do.
It was interesting.
I enjoyed this movie. I still laughed.
Yeah.
A lot at this movie.
Yeah, you did.
This movie had me cracking up still.
Right.
To this day. I didn't think it would, but it did. But you just thought it was...
It just refreshed my memory. That's all it did for me.
That's all it did.
I enjoyed it, though.
You enjoyed it? I think they were trying to... with the book, because there's an ending part. It's kind of like a
I thought of that too.
Yeah, because like there was like a Marvel, kind of like a Marvel like stinger before Marvel stingers.
I know, it's like they've been trying to do that. Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah.
Where like the book opens his eye.
Right.
And I was like, were they trying to set up a sequel?
I think they were.
It was like they were trying to set up a sequel, and it never happened. I might have to look into that.
Right.
You know, later and see what's going on with that, because like. I never heard anything about a sequel. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'm gonna give my score. I like to give a score.
Oh, okay.
At the end of the show, it's like one through five. Mm-hmm. I give Hocus Pocus a 4.
I give it a 4 too as well.
I would definitely go back and watch this movie. And like that's my watchability for it. I give it a 4. You know, I'd go back and watch it.
Yeah.
I won't watch it a lot. For a special occasion like this, like Halloween and stuff, I'd go back and watch it.
Right.
It's like, it's a good Halloween movie to watch with your kids and all this stuff.
Right.
And even if you want to watch it by yourself. But, so you give it a 4?
Yeah.
4. All right. That's pretty much it. We'll be back next week with another show. See you later. Peace.
Peace.